Parak Ches, halfway through Sefer Hosea, a short Sefer, full of short parakim, but with tremendous punch to every pasuk. And so far, it's been very harsh against Klal Yisrael. It will get better before the end. Parak Yudalet is one of the most beautiful Pirkei Tanakh that we have. But to get there, first we have to go through an awful lot of Musar and Yisurim and warnings that destruction is coming to the 10 tribes, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yehuda. We're all in big trouble because of all of our behavior up until now. El chikecha shofar. Put the shofar to your mouth. Chikecha implies your palate, the inside of your mouth. So some interpret this as meaning, let your voice, says Rashi, be heard like a shofar. Trumpet these words. So that's one reason that Rashi suggests, or Radak suggests, that these are the Navi talking to the people, but everybody else, Rashi included, says it's Hashem talking to Hosea. Kaneshar al Beis Hashem, like an eagle upon the house of Hashem, the eagle flying higher than any other bird in the sky, way above everybody else. So swoop down on the Beis HaMikdash. Ya'an avru v'risi, because they have transgressed, they have violated my covenant. V'alto rasi pasha'u, and they have rebelled against my law. So the enemy is coming. They're going to come swooping down as well on the Beis HaMikdash. But now it's the Navi's turn first before the enemy comes to swoop down and warn everybody. Tell them what's coming. Tell them what's going on. As it says in Eicha, as Torah si, azvu, they left behind my Torah. That's what causes all of this. Is anti-Semitism a terrible thing? Yes. Does it come because the Goyim hate us? Well, we know the Goyim hate us, but the problem is, according to the Nevi'im, it comes first because of our behavior towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you want to be like all those nations that hate us that deeply, you're making a pretty big mistake. Li Yizaku, to me, Klal Yisrael is going to cry out, Elokai, my God, Yida'anucha Yisrael, we know you. All of a sudden, we know you. But the problem is, I'm not listening by this point. Because Klal Yisrael isn't going to cry out, we want to recognize you, we want to do tshuva, now we feel bad. We recognize there's nobody who's going to save us besides you. What took you so long? We said at the end of the previous parak, it's too late. Gimel Zanach Yisrael Tov Oyev Yerdafu. Yisrael, cast off the Tov, cast off the good one. And so the enemy is going to pursue him. Yerdafu, I'm sorry, not Yerdafu, but Yerdafu will chase after him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was good to us. He's the good one because he is intrinsically good. He has no imperfection. He has done. He is incapable, in a manner of speaking, of anything evil. Even when terrible things happen to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan ultimately for the good. So he's Tov. He's the ultimate Tov. And he is the Tov that we are supposed to make ourselves close to. That's our Tov when we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we tossed him aside. Now the enemy is running after us. Heim him lichu velo mimeni. They set up a king, but not from me. That's Yeravam ben Nevat. Now, Achi Hashiloni told Yeravam ben Nevat you're going to be king. Initially, he did have, kind of in a manner of speaking, divine sanction to become king. He didn't take it out of absolutely nowhere. But the people did not consult God when they crowned him. Achi Hashiloni never told them to crown him. He just said to Yerubim, it's going to happen to you. It was a prophecy of what was to be, not a prophecy of what should be. And once they saw that Yerubim built golden calves and prevented them from going to the Beis HaMikdash, they should have deposed him. The kingdom was only given to him on the condition that he did, which was Yashar B'nei Hashem. And he did not do what was Yashar B'nei Hashem. In fact, none of the other kings of Israel had any kind of divine sanction to become king, except Yehu, who was appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overthrow the house of Ahab and massacred them all. And Yehu went bad too. Heim him lichu velo mimeni. They set up a king, but not from me, not by my doing. He siru velo yodata. They removed, or he siru, they set up sarim, they set up princes, they set up officers, or they removed from this throne and then put somebody else on, and they had this one, and then they kicked him out, and they deposed him and put somebody else on, and it was by assassination and by military coup, and none of it was done with the approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just certainly didn't seek it. I did not know. Not that I did not know it was happening, but that I didn't indicate that I knew that this was what they should be doing. They didn't seek out to know whether or not I approved of it. Kaspam uzahavam asulahem atzabim. With their silver and their gold, they made themselves idols. Ish esriyeh hu ya'azeru no mar chazak. My most least favorite Jewish song ever done. A song that unknowingly is glorifying each guy helping his companion to make avodah zarah. Chazak, that kind of chazak we don't need. They had gold, they had silver. They made idols. Why? Laman yikare, so that it be cut off. The wealth was going to be cut off from them as a result because they misused it. They utilized it badly. Zonach eglech shomron, says Pasuk Hey. He has forsaken you because of your calf. Your golden calf. Can't be much clearer than that. You made an egel, he forsook you. Chara apivam. My wrath is kindled against them. So, Ibn Ezra actually says, your calf has abandoned you. Which is an interesting idea. The zanach is the calf. The calf abandoned you. It's not helping you out. The calf left. The idea being that when Shomron is exiled, the king of Ashur broke the calves up and chopped them up into pieces and took all the gold with him. So your calf is gone. Hey, guess what? It's not here anymore. Admosai lo yuchlu nikayon. How long will they be unable to cleanse themselves, to empty their hearts, to cleanse themselves from filth that is now within them? May oso tinuf. How long is it going to be before you actually get a car wash? Or an interior car wash? Hey, guys, you're doing all the wrong things, and it's going to come back to haunt you.